Now pop, no style. I strictly rules. we chucky dandy in our khaki suit and tee. Love is all I bring in a me khaki suit and tee. Now pop no style, I strictly roots. Now pop no style, I strictly roots.
You just heard the Common Raven. Today we're talking about the ravens in the Tower of London. Apparently there are six captive ravens that the myth, the legend says, uphold the crown of England. And if the ravens... if something happens to the raven, if they fly away or they are lost, then the crown will fall. There is a raven master.
The crown will fall?
The crown will fall.
Like the monarchy?
Like the monarchy. Oh. Yeah. I saw this on TV. There's a raven master, and he, like, knows all of these ravens by name and, like, has a favorite and everything.
What are their names?
I think one was, that's like a really good, I was looking for that. I think one's name was like, I want to say Polly. That seems really obvious.
Are they born into it? Do they like mimic the monarchy?
See, okay. So I was reading into why this happened.
Gotta turn the...
And so I learned a new word also. And it is, I probably can't find it. Oh, you, do you know this word?
What?
You hemorrhized. You hem.
You hemorrhized.
How is it spelled?
I like looked up how to say it. It's E U H E M E R I S E D, which means basically like legend or myth coming like from some sort of like actual historical event that got like kind of just like,
okay,
like blown out of proportion. So apparently. Some people think that Irish leader Matholch had mistreated the Princess Bronwyn and her brother Bran, which I guess in Welsh means raven, which Game of Thrones, if anyone watches that, there you go.
What region is Welsh?
I think Wales, right? Isn't that true. Wales?
Right.
but anyway, so I guess he, I believe, cut off had his own head cut off and then put under White Hill, which is like the tower that which is the hill that the Tower of London stands on, which is where all these ravens are, and it faces outwards towards France to protect Britain from foreign invasion. And then there was like a bunch of, there were a bunch of other head beheadings, like Anne Boleyn. She got beheaded. I think she was Henry VIII's wife. Is that right?
I don't know why you're asking me.
Like, I don't know. Okay.
So wait, so are the ravens like the beheaded?
I don't know. There's just all these legends that are like, when that happened, they were like silent because they were like, oh my gosh, this queen is going to get her head cut off. Mm-hmm. And then another lady later, I don't know who she was, Lady Jane Grey, she got her head cut off and apparently they like pecked at her eyes. So I don't know what the connection is between these ravens and beheadings, but this was the theme. This is where Wikipedia went. So anyway, you heard a raven. I think ravens are pretty cool. They're obviously like in a lot of different myths and stuff. I don't know why.
Are ravens and crows the same thing?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Or prove me wrong. Come on.
I don't know. Let's find out.
I feel like I asked this very same question.
Did you already Google it?
Ravens are larger
Than the red-tailed hawk.
No.
We don't know yet. We'll let you know after a break that will inevitably come.
So we should like write it down somewhere.
We should write it down so that we remember. You're like right. We'll figure it
out. Yes. While we're on the topic of Europe and their clear just like irrationality and like weird superstitious inklings, I was reading about so it's basically this church that has been kind of like overshadowed by Notre Dame. I guess it's church on in like a little town on the outskirts of that area, but I guess to kind of like trick people into miracles, what they would do, so they have this church, but the walls are hollow, and at the front of the church they have angels with trumpets, as well as inside they have angels and things like that. And so if you go inside in between the outer walls and the inner walls, you'll actually see there's cones that, so it, if you're inside of the wall, the cone would be small starting at you and then widen as it goes out to the pews. But they did this because so when they would do kind of like choirs and things like that, they would have people sneak into the walls, and these cones would be behind the statues of the angels, so people would like sing with the choir, and it would make people like in the pews think that these angels are actually singing, and it's like, oh my god, this wild miracle.
They're like gaslighting
everyone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they had like,
did you hear that? But honestly, like, I feel like churches have some like, I mean, you could say churches have some like crazy architectural things. Yeah. Like they were thinking ahead when they made churches like way back in ways that, you know,
most, what do you mean, thinking ahead? Like how, well, to like, manipulate people?
Okay, well, that's a very specific example. But, like, I don't know. Like, I heard this thing about Gaudi.
That's what churches
Gaudi
were, like, built for.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. They were, like, supposed to give you this, like, really impressionable, like, I don't know. It was, like,
inspire awe.
Inspire awe. yeah, especially, like, Catholic churches. But I did hear, I did, like, I heard this podcast on Gaudi and how he was like super inspired by nature and never wanted to like exceed nature in his own designs because he thought that that would be like a slight to God. Mm-hmm. So he would like, basically most of his like architecture is like these imitations of things in nature that he was just like obsessed with, which is kind of cool.
But Gaudi,
he's a Spanish architect. He has, like, a lot of stuff in Barcelona.
Okay.
It's kind of like Dr. Seuss-y. Like, it's really weird looking.
Have you heard the thing about Da Vinci? Or, yeah.
The ear thing? I heard that.
The ear thing? I don't know the ear thing. I'm talking about the gay thing.
The gay thing? No, tell me the gay thing.
So yeah, he obviously did like a ton of anatomical drawings.
Van Gogh.
But,
never mind. Scratch that.
No, yeah. He's the one that does a lot of like anatomical drawings and stuff. But yeah, so basically he was like pretty much kind of like all sex is pure evil. But a lot of people think it was because he was like ashamed of being gay. And they think that because, yeah, in part because he was like sex is pure evil, but also in a lot of the anatomical drawings he would draw like the anus so that it fits with the penis.
Interesting. Someone like measured this.
I got this crazy hunch.
Yeah. They're like that. And oh my god, Gaudi is like, oh my god, this is so cool. Thank you for introducing me.
Yeah, no problem. And I know that like a lot of churches were built like in the shape of a cross.
Oh, really?
That was like a big thing for a while. Yeah, like the floor plan was in the shape of a cross.
To what benefit? Just so they know.
Yeah, like,
I don't.
So
really
so
know.
when God looks maybe down at the earth, he can see like.
I don't know. It's like how they always put crosses on big hills. Like it's like.
Well, that's different though. That's like blatantly to like that's when like indigenous people are like, hey, you can come hang out, but maybe don't fuck with this sacred site. And then they're like, okay, well, mostly we're just going to fuck with the sacred site. I don't think I can say that on the radio.
The F word?
Yeah.
I think we can.
It's the radio, though.
I don't think it's like advised, but I don't think.
This.
I think that, like, you know, it's late.
Yeah, no.
Best practice not to.
I think
though.
It's best practice not to, but I think it's okay. I don't think we'll, like, get in trouble.
Yeah, like in Montreal, like, they have the cross like on the top of the hill that's like very much just to be like God is here and we are watching. And like I remember when
and that was like towards indigenous people, or that was towards like
I can't remember
Europeans.
I'm honestly not sure about like that side of the history of the mountain of Montreal, but I when I was out west is interesting. There's this like long linkage of churches that were put up to be like a horse ride away, a day's horse ride away from each other, and most if not all of them were specifically placed like on sacred indigenous sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just really unpleasant. And yeah that's like a very regular thing, just to like have it overbearing and like hyper present.
The link between Catholicism and colonization is pretty big. It's not like a surprise.
Do you think like that's how like people measured things back then? Like they'd be like, that's
up in your mouth.
Now, like, the joke is, like, finished. It's, like, people would, like, measure.
Get
oh, my God.
Like,
no,
people,
you're good. Don't worry.
People would measure things, like, in horse distance.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
Be like, that's just a horse ride away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We use feet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, why?
Because.
Yeah.
In the olden days, you had weak bones,
mm-hmm.
so your ankles would snap quite frequently. So when that happened, your feet would fall off, and so they would throw them in a bin, and then.
Okay, whatever, Zach.
And then there'd be spare ankle.
Is this for
feet.
Real?
No.
What?
No. You're a good liar. Oh my God.
You're listening to Birdhouse of Lies. I'm Francesca.
You can introduce me.
Okay, I'm allowed this week. you always shame me for introducing you. Okay, this is Zach. And today we have
Mezzi.
Mezzi. Yeah, thank you for listening. I think we were going to talk a little bit about veganism.
Were we?
Were we not? Okay, never mind.
Are you a vegan?
I'm a vegan.
Wow.
Are you a vegan?
No.
No?
Soon to be.
I am a murderer.
I'm a murderer too.
Yeah, we all are, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. What's that? Anyway, that's a perfect segue into a song. Anyway.
This song is called Veganism.
I was going to put on Mezzi's.
We kept saying anyway. It's a great segue into
A song. Go.
What is the radio? What is the radio?
This is CKMS 102.7.
Talk about your dank ass eyelashes.
Oh yeah, I have fake eyelashes on right now.
Did you get them done professionally?
I work at a spa, and the person who was going to be the model for the student to learn on was sick, so I became the model, which meant that I could take a 3-hour nap at work, which was a big part of my decision to do this.
Yeah.
I woke up, I was like, I feel like Liza Minnelli. but
that's so cool though. And it was free?
It was free, yeah. Which was nice. I got paid for this actually.
Anyway. Your turn. Anyway.
Trying to find a way to talk about it. I'm also in the mind to just let it go. How to reach out my mind if I can't think straight. with a good news song. God, you to isolate. You called me, baby, I called you one too. Until you spoke to me with another voice. You said to me, spider. So disappointed, didn't know what to do. I wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you. I wish I.